feel like it's safe to do so in their 50s. Benzodiazepines are the sleeping pill most commonly prescribed. They do actually a great job of facilitating sleep onset. They will make you drowsy and put you to sleep. Benadryl is a very good sleep aid as well. The side effect is sedation and drowsiness, even though it's used for itching and so on. A lot of times if you take a Benadryl for an allergy, you fall asleep. It's making use of that. It doesn't change sleep architecture very much at all, so it's a good once in a while sort of remedy. It's helpful when other things aren't so effective. So if you've tried hot tea or hot cocoa or Ovaltine, how many of you have tried Ovaltine? Your granny tells you to drink a warm glass of milk. If that's not quite working, a sleeping pill can be helpful. But it can really aggravate sleep-related problems like sleep apnea, restless legs, or so on, because it makes the condition worse. And they're really not very effective for very long. So you can develop adapt to the medication, and you need to take more and more, higher and higher doses to get the effect. So it's not recommended to use more than one or two nights a week. We ask people who are taking it to go on a drug holiday and not really take it for a few nights. And it can have a very bad hangover effect, primarily in women who are getting the same dose as a 250-pound man, and the side effects can be more prominent in women than men. The side effects include daytime sleepiness. So what you're trying to actually help with getting enough good night's sleep so you feel good during the day can